You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is what football means to me.
In this episode, I'm chatting with Fuad Hassan. Fuad will be known to most people as an occasional contributor to the Anfield Wrap, but more importantly, as a crucial part of the video team. It was Fuad's idea to do a documentary about Jurgen Klopp, for example, which I'm sure we've all watched and loved. As we'll learn, though, Fuad could easily have ended up supporting a different team if his parents had moved next door to somebody else.
I grew up mostly in Dubai. I was born in London, lived in London till I was about five, and then moved over to Dubai with my family. I was there a bit on and off, so I was there for sort of most of primary school and the first sort of couple years of secondary school, and then I did come over to the UK for sort of GCSEs and A levels. So I've sort of had a bit of a mixed background in that sense.
Right. And what is your sort of first memory of football in any way, shape or form?
First memory of football. I always played it. I remember playing it in Dubai from really young. I think kits always won, aren't they? Kits are ones that you use as little mementos and like stamps of a time, don't you?
So
I do remember the Michael Owen one I got very young, and I was obsessed with Michael Owen. For my mum and for everyone else in my family, it was always Steven Gerrard, but for me it was Michael Owen. And I remember him going, I think, was like one of those moments where, like, I didn't fully understand it, but I knew I was angry about something. I can't remember exactly how old I would have been when he left, but I was sort of totally in love with him. And then it became Gerrard. Then it became all about Gerrard.
Right. So you say about your mum and other people, it was Gerrard. Is that because there was Liverpool supporting in the family early doors?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's quite funny because my family, so I come from like an Asian, you know, British Asian family, Pakistani, Indian, sort of both, which is not always the best thing to say politically, but it is how it is. But my dad sort of grew up, you know, in a house where football really wasn't a thing. Right. And, you know, he grew up in Coventry. He was never sort of had that thing of his dad taking him to watch Coventry City or anything like that. So it was sort of what was around, what was on TV, what his neighbours were into. And his neighbours were from Liverpool and big Liverpool fans. So he sort of got taken in. It helped it was the 70s, I think. And, you know, right. Liverpool were the team, weren't they, to watch. Yeah. So he got taken in that way. That was his influence. And he never really... he never really got to go. I think he got to go to Coventry City against Liverpool in Coventry. And he wasn't allowed to go. His mum and his dad were sort of like, absolutely not, you know, it's not safe, all these sorts of things. And they were, you know, first generation, they'd come from India. So I don't think they fully had comprehended what football was exactly. It was all about cricket, really.